Hi, and thanks for listening to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm your host, Charlotte Kniep. And happy Easter month. Are you looking forward to the upcoming holiday? I personally think Easter is one of the most peaceful times of the year. It's usually around General Conference time, and it's near the beginning of spring, and it symbolizes so much. Rebirth, second chances, hope, and help through Jesus Christ. It can also be a very commercial holiday, however, with candy and eggs and baskets on sale all over the place. And Easter is really more than just one day. It actually represents a whole week of events from the Savior's life that completed the atonement for us. So in order to help you and your family have a holier Easter week, here is a week's worth of activities that will help you more fully celebrate the Savior's life and mission. So on the Sunday before Easter, known as Palm Sunday, this day represents when Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem while his followers waved palm fronds to celebrate him. So on this day, you can read Matthew 21, verses 6 through 11, together as a family, and focus on making your prayers more personal and meaningful so that you can come to know and recognize Christ better. Then day two, on Monday, on this day, Jesus returned to the temple and threw the money changers out. So you can read Matthew 21, verses 12 through 15, and take some time to think about something that you want to repent of, and then start the process of being better. On day three, Tuesday, Jesus taught in the temple and on the Mount of Olives. So if you read in Matthew 25 together, you can talk about different ways that you can share the gospel with others, either individually or as a family. And on Wednesday, day four, this was the day that Jesus spent in quiet and seclusion outside of the city gates. If you read John 15, verses 4 through 7, take some time today alone to ponder and reflect on your testimony of the Savior today, and even write it down in your journal. On Thursday, day five, Jesus partakes of the Last Supper with his apostles. He teaches them of the sacrament and serves them by washing their feet. He also went later that evening to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he atoned for the sins of the world and suffered so much heartache and physical pain as well. So read Matthew 26 today and pray to help yourself think of someone you could serve by taking a meal to tonight. On Friday, day six, this is the day of Jesus' trial and crucifixion, where he hung on the cross and died for each of us. Read Matthew 27 today, and then do a family scripture scavenger hunt to see who can find the most names for Jesus Christ. There are several mentioned in the scriptures, and then talk about what each name means for us in our lives if we believe in the Savior, who he can be for us. Then on Saturday, on this day, Christ's body lay in the tomb while his friends and family came to mourn him. And even though Christ isn't physically with us always, he blesses us in spiritual and physical ways every day if we take the time to recognize them. So you can read 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 to 19, and then Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 11 through 19, and write down all of the ways that you were blessed today, ways that you recognize the hand of the Lord in your life today. And then finally, on Sunday, this is the day that Jesus rose from death. He's reunited with his perfected body, and he appears to his apostles and friends, letting them know that he was, in fact, victorious over death. So read Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 8, as well as John chapter 20, verses 11 through 18, and reflect on everything that you've learned about the Savior over this past week. And then share your testimony with friends and family or via social media. We hope you'll really enjoy doing this week's worth of activities where you can learn more about the Savior during the Easter season. And for more ideas about how to keep Christ in Easter, visit hallelujah.mormon.org, because starting on Sunday, March 13th, the official LDS Easter campaign and videos and activities for families and friends will be out. So you definitely don't want to miss that. Our quote of the day comes from President Thomas S. Monson, and he said, "Our Savior lived again. The most glorious, comforting, and reassuring of all events of human history had taken place. The victory over death, the pain and agony of Gethsemane and Calvary had been wiped away. The salvation of mankind had been secured. The fall of Adam had been reclaimed. The empty tomb that first Easter morning was the answer to Job's question, 'If a man die, shall he live again?' To all within the sound of my voice, I declare, if a man die, he shall live again. We know, for we have the light of revealed truth. Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.